T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in
that. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Coming to you live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead, where the doors are open. The TVs are all tuned to March Madness. I know the games don't start for about an hour and a half, but we're getting ready, and the beer is 31 degrees, Randy. It's a great place to be on a happy hour Friday. Good morning to you.
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good, Andy, on this beautiful happy hour. Rainy, kind of don't look like it yet, but might
it's
rain Friday here on the Midday Show.
Perfect driving weather, you know? This is really good driving weather. If you can get all the factors together, like you got a long drive immediately after work with two small children and your mother-in-law and your spouse, like that's really what you want.
Oh, yeah, dog. Yeah. I mean,
you got it all.
You got it all, dog.
You got it all.
But the thing about it is y'all get to be together.
Yep, that's right.
Yes, y'all get to be
and
together.
That's the beautiful part. Yeah, of man. Life, you're spending time together.
You're a family man. Sure you're a family guy. Sure love the family and everything. So it's going to be a festive trip. Just make sure you get past that damn exit before 3 o'clock.
They're picking me up from here at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
I took an Uber here this morning to make sure that we can hit the road as quickly as possible. Whatever, 2 o'clock down the headed south. We just try to get past McDonough by 3. If we get past McDonough by 3, I think everything's okay.
Yes. Yeah, you're good by then.
If we don't. Oh boy!
Yeah, man.
We might stop in.
What X is that? 223 or something like that?
Yeah. We might stay in Fort Valley tonight.
Hey, man. Who knows? Let me know, man. Let me know. Dog, I got some people down there. You ain't got to pay for a room, dog.
Great.
I got a guy that he can get your room at the Valley Inn.
Perfect.
Yeah, the Valley.
I've always wanted to stay at the Fort Valley Inn.
No.
Oh, just the Valley Inn.
The Valley Inn, dog. Okay, yeah, that's that. That's that. Yeah, that's that spot down there. The Valley Inn.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that. But if it does, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot to talk about today. We'll get into what's trending coming up in about 15 minutes. Day one of the tournament was awesome.
Yes,
fun. Some of the games were kind of what you'd expect, but, man, just some madness. Some madness to the March Madness yesterday for sure. Kentucky going down, probably the biggest story of the day, and the Calipari fallout and all that kind of stuff. But what a performance from Oakland, man.
Dude. I told you they know where Oakland was.
Yeah.
Remember we were saying. That was Oakland, California.
We've been saying the last handful of years what a tough run the city of Oakland has had in sports.
Yes.
Now, I know this isn't the same place.
Right.
It's called Oakland.
Yes, it is.
So that's good.
Yeah, man.
Warriors left. The A's are going to leave.
Jack. Jack has shot.
Yeah, man.
8 2-point shots all season.
All season. Jack doesn't do anything but Jack.
That's it. Jack is Jack, and Jack was 10. I mean, dude, it was unbelievable because you're sitting there and just like, this dude looks like a damn insurance salesman.
Yeah, yeah.
But shoot.
I think one of his teammates said he looks like a high school science teacher.
Yeah.
Which he does.
Hey, man, he was unbelievable. It was pretty funny because you kind of like, Kentucky should have won. I'm not shocked they lost.
No, we talked about it yesterday. We talked about that game specifically yesterday and how they lose that game yesterday in exactly the way that they do. They don't bring it defensively. Nope. I mean, they get thrown off by the easiest little stuff.
Because
they went to a zone, but I know they're still young. It's the 40th game of the year.
I agree.
Like, you gotta be able to adjust to a zone, and like, look, I know they're young, but that you can't. That's not an excuse for them.
Yeah, man, like, dude, you are the same boat.
That's their game plan. Like, and then Calipari tried to use that afterwards. Maybe they'll change. Maybe, but what? How are you going to change? Like, it's a good strategy to get the best players in the country.
Yeah.
You just can't keep them.
What kind of I was listening to Coach Greenberg, and he was just basically saying Cal needs to go back to being Cal is so because this was the thing that, that started this whole thing. It was the pre-presser before. I don't want to humble brag, but he was at 79% of our kids go to the NBA, and 73% of those sign second contracts. We have over so many billion dollars worth of contracts,
and that's all.
And
great.
That is beautiful.
That's all. Great.
That's great.
But what are you doing in the tournament?
Exactly. And that's a beautiful thing because I know how he is. He wants these kids. He's flashy, and he does a great job. He loves these kids. He makes these five-star all-world players come off the bench. And he does all that.
Here's the thing, though. No offense to him, but all those guys are doing that anyway.
Yes.
If those guys go to Creighton, they're going to the league.
That's what I was
going to
say.
If they go to Georgia, they're going to the league. He does a great job of compiling talent. There's no question.
I don't know what it is. But like Stakey was saying, it's a $33 million buy. You're not going to do that and find somebody better.
Not only that, but I mean, he legitimately signed a lifetime contract with Kentucky a handful of years back. Like,
it's amazing. He only has one damn title. All those dudes.
Yeah, one title.
All those dudes that played together.
Do you know the last time they went to the Final Four? It was 10 years ago.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. All those. It's not just all the dudes, the Devin Bookers and John Walls and all those boys. It's that they all were in the same team together.
Yeah,
a lot of them. Yeah. And Devin Booker
didn't even play.
He was like, okay, it's a bench guy.
Devin Booker played like 19 minutes a game,
which is crazy, man.
That's just bad. It's bad coaching.
It's just, you could say. It's just a crazy thing. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's my question. Is he – all the stuff you brought up is right. That's incredible. It's important. It's true. But coaching basketball.
I don't think he does it anymore.
Is he good at it?
I don't think so. Like, he is such a big name. He knows all the celebrities. He brings them all to practice and everything like that. He does all the recruiting, like you said, taking care of these people. He does all these things. But I remember Calipari with UMass.
Yeah,
with Marcus Camby and Lou Rowe and them boys.
They won a lot of games.
Then he went to Memphis, and they should have beat them Kansas, but, you know, left Mario Chalmers open on the wing.
Missed some free throws down the stretch. Yeah, I mean. Should have had a national championship.
But now, it's one of those things that you're afraid to coach hard like you used because they talk – Marcus Camby talks about how, like, Cal would get in your face and everything.
Yeah.
Is it afraid to coach hard because these players are so sensitive and everything now? But they're one and done, so, I mean.
Yeah.
Like.
They're going to leave anyway.
They're going to leave anyways. So, but, yeah, I mean, but shout out to Oakland, man, because I believe in giving credit, you know, to everybody who did it. And as far as they just had a game plan, and I got a chance to hear the coach. He was on every national show this morning. He's on with SVP last night.
Yeah.
And I just –
Greg Campy.
Yeah, and he's like, 40 years.
40 years at
40
Oakland.
40 years at Oakland.
They never won a tournament game before.
And he won the biggest one
ever. The biggest one, and, I mean, just an unbelievable moment for him and them and – I mean, Jack Golke's just shooting.
He's just shooting.
Just shooting 23s. Didn't play any defense.
Nope.
Didn't pass to anybody.
Nope.
Didn't get any rebounds.
Nope.
Didn't do anything but just jack threes. I do wonder, like, okay, so obviously they advance. They're going to play another game, and they play against NC State.
Yeah.
Like, well, you just face guard him? Like, you just – Just keep a guy on him for 94 feet. I would too.
If I'm NC State, I say we got better athletes than them.
Yeah.
I'm not letting him shoot.
He can't get open, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I'm not letting him shoot. There's no way in hell I'm letting Jack get like
this guy's like catching handoffs 27 feet from the
basket
and letting
it go.
And like he looked like, remember Rex Chapman with the Suns back in the day?
Yes.
Like Rex Chapman just shooting fadeaways out of bounds.
Yes.
Like and all net. Like you couldn't guard him when he got hot. Like that's what it reminded me of yesterday when he got going. Crazy story.
Yeah, man.
Crazy that they were able to do that. Obviously the Kentucky part of it is interesting. I'll say this, like, you know, for all the people that want to make a, you know, it's over for Cal and they've got to get it. Okay, I'll take him. Like, and that's the kind of the be all end all of if you really don't think he's that great.
Right.
I mean, somebody's going to hire him. He'll be somewhere else, and he'll be doing the same thing at that school
next year if they hire him. It's crazy. It was funny. I was talking to Isaiah yesterday. His school is up there by Lexington, but a lot of the kids are.
Sure.
And so he was just telling me, I was like, how's it going? And he said, Kids were throwing stuff, cussing, everything, just because they're such a passionate fan base about that basketball. Yeah. We know that. We
Kentucky
know
blue basketball bloods. It's
it, dog. And so for him to come up short again, I mean, continuously coming up short, it's got to be one of the things where you know how we talked about Auburn when they were trying to get rid of Gus, and they'll find $20 million.
Well, that,
Kentucky basketball can find $33
million. That's my thing. Yeah. I understand it's a lot of money. Like, yeah. And I know football and basketball aren't the same
right.
in terms of revenue.
Right.
But
Kentucky basketball is different.
Yes. Like, Texas A&M just paid Jimbo $80 million to kick rocks.
Right.
Kentucky can find $33 million if they need to
to
decide to go and get John Calipari out of there. The question is, what do you do? Like, what's the real move? I mean, you get an up-and-comer, I guess. Like, you got to remember, too, like, pre-Calipari, there was some lean years for a little while at Kentucky between the end of what, Tubby and Pitino. Like, they had some good runs.
He got the same amount of wins. Now, Tubby, he did leave his first year when he left Georgia. He won a championship that year.
True.
First year afterwards. But we got the same amount as Cal, and Cal got all the players.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, the fact that he's got one national championship with all the players that he's got. And
that's
at Memphis, that's at UMass, that's at Kentucky. That's 30 years of being in the conversation and being relevant and one of the best programs around. And to only get one. Like that, because at the end of it, you get to the Final Four, other teams have talent too.
Right.
They're just coached better.
Yeah.
And, well, we're not getting to the Final Four anymore either. It's been 10 years.
But these guys, I know that, you know, they said the average age of Kentucky is 19 and Oakland was average age was 24 years old.
So what?
I mean, I don't know what you mean. I mean, obviously it helps to have older players and everything like that, like the dude from – how old is that dude from North Carolina?
The Kentucky players are better than
how
the
How old
players?
Is that dude from North Carolina, man?
Which one?
The uncle-looking dude. The big.
Baycott?
Yeah, how old is that dude?
24, I think.
You sure?
I don't know. I haven't seen his birth certificate.
No, he look old as hell.
I'm half convinced he's P.J. Brown.
Dude.
But just with braids.
Dude, I'm sitting there –
because he looks like P.J. Brown.
He looks old as hell. Like, he got a neck tat, Andy.
Yeah.
All right. It's like it's a
like an old one.
Like an old ass neck tat, dog. I'm looking at him like, look at this dude dominating these little ass young boys.
They got another guy on that team named, what's his name? That's some hilarious Irish name. I can't even remember what his name is. He's 25.
Yeah.
And they got.
But
that's college sports.
That's
right
college
sports.
You're absolutely
guys
correct.
Stick around a little
I was
bit
like, damn, look at him. He like their uncle. Yeah. That uncle that played in the backyard with you.
No, Armando Baycott's been at North Carolina since Jerry Stackhouse.
No,
was at North Carolina.
I was looking at him yesterday like, damn, look at this big old dude, man. But they got it done. And he's a force inside. But yeah, I don't know what Coach Cal. You know,
Cormac Ryan. That's what I'm thinking of. Cormac Ryan.
I know that, you know, Coach Cal was saying, you
sounds
know,
like
changing and everything. Does he try to go get older players that mix with the younger players? I don't know. I absolutely don't have any clue. To tell him what he needs to do. I think he needs to coach better.
Yeah.
I do. I think he needs to coach better and not have
learn a press break.
Have that mentality of, you know, we got all the best players, so we're going to win automatically.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to say that's his mentality. It just looks like that to me. It looks like that to me.
I can't argue with that. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. That's not even bringing up the call at the end of the Kansas game. That's brutal. They
that
might have won
awful.
Anyway, but that sucks, man.
Don't make the assumption just because he had an ugly spiel, because that's what it was, how he came off the rim. You thought he fought him. Sanford got screwed.
They got
screwed.
It was a great play. It was a great block.
Yes.
The game might have gone a different way had they not made that call. Very frustrating, but a really cool opening day of the NCAA tournament. 16 more games today as well. One of the best times of the year. We'll come back, tell you what's trending after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. Congratulations to the Oakland Golden Grizzlies, their head coach Greg Campy. The team won their first ever NCAA tournament game on Thursday, taking down John Calipari in Kentucky in the first round. Campy has coached at Oakland for 40 years, and one of his best players, Jack Golke, hit 10 three-pointers in the game. Golke said, "Don't call the Golden Grizzlies a Cinderella, but if they win again, the shoe will fit." I'm Maggie Gray.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is it as Kentucky inbounds. They get it in. The throw to the front. Reeves, three-point jumper. No good. Golkey down with the rebound. Maybe now they know where Oakland is. They're in the history books. An 80-76 upset victory over Kentucky.
He did get a rebound.
Yeah.
Golkey got the rebound at the end of the game. 10 threes, no twos. What, 8 twos all year?
Yes.
How many he's all made season. All year?
He's shot over 300.
Hundreds of threes that
he's had like 350 threes.
He had, like, that honestly is the most fun job in college basketball, right?
What was that?
He's a 24-year-old guy. All he does is come off screens and shoot threes.
Yes.
He doesn't rebound. He doesn't really play defense. He doesn't have to go to the lane.
And they know this. That's the thing about it.
Everybody knows
it. The team knows, like, his teammates, coaches know this.
Everybody knows it.
Yes.
And they're cool with it because
yes.
He goes 10 of 20. And
he shot 20 damn threes yesterday.
Off the bench.
Yes. Yes.
I saw a stat that somebody ran the night because you could find this stuff so easy now. In the history, or at least as far back as they track it, in the NBA, the WNBA, the men's tournament, and the women's tournament ever. No players ever come off the bench and shot 23s.
I'm not shocked.
Until last night.
I'm not shocked by that.
Neither am I. Neither am I.
But
crazy to do something literally no one's ever done before.
Yeah,
did
man.
It last night.
I love that, like, you know, the coach comes out. We're not a Cinderella. What I heard him this morning. Oh, what do you – I mean, Kentucky played great. We just beat them.
Yeah, that's the right thing to say for him.
Yeah, oh, what do you mean? No, Kentucky played great.
No, they played their A game.
They played their A game.
We're a better team.
We're just better than them and everything like that, which is fine, whatever. But
sure.
I thought it's always one of those things where you look at March Madness. Like, we talked about Kentucky yesterday. There are deficiencies on the defensive side of the ball and everything like that. And everything that we talked about happened yesterday.
Yep.
It did. It did. And then you kind of saw down when Kentucky, because Kentucky didn't fold. They were playing their ass off, trying to get back in some big shots everything
some
like that.
Some of those kids were hitting big shots
and everything. But they let a team that they're better than hang around, have confidence, and it started early. And we talked about that too. Start letting these underdogs or whatever hang in the game with you throughout the first quarter. I'm sorry, the first half, and then you get into the second half, and you're under 10 minutes to go, and you're in this battle, and you can't adjust, and all they got to do is just keep going.
Yep. Anything can happen at that point.
They have nothing to lose.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's the biggest win in the history of that school.
Yes.
They've literally never won an NCAA tournament game before.
Exactly.
And now they have, and they're on to the second. They play NC State, so, like, you know.
Which is another great story.
It's a great story. That's who knows? Maybe they can clip another team, because here's what always happens with these Cinderella teams and – I mean, the story of Greg Campy, he's been their coach for 40 years and all that kind of stuff. I know he was already doing the tour today, the media tour today.
Yes, he was.
If they advance the second weekend.
He's going to be good morning America.
He might be on our show.
Yeah.
He's going to be on every show in the entire country that requests him all week long next week. And that's what's great. I mean, you get to go and promote your program and all that kind of stuff. But we've seen it. You know, it's always fun.
How does this give him an uptick in recruiting?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know if it does.
Probably
not. I think people probably Google Oakland University and find out that it's in Michigan.
Yes.
And then they're like, nah.
Nah, it ain't Cali.
Yeah.
It ain't Cali.
Yeah. You know? If I'm going to go to Michigan for college, I might go to Michigan.
Right.
You know, or Michigan State, who also won yesterday.
Yes, they did.
We'll talk to DeShawn Tate in about an hour, get his thoughts on the first day, what's going to happen today, some of the big storylines, the Calipari stuff and all that. Let's hear from John Calipari after the game yesterday.
I'll look at other ways that we can do stuff, but you know, there's this thing here. It's a different animal. We've been able to help so many kids and win so many games and Final Fours, national titles and all this stuff, win league title. Championships with young guys. It's changed on us. It's all of a sudden it's gotten really old. So we're playing teams that our average age is 19. Their average age is 24 and 25. So do I change because of that?
Do you go out there and start finding 25-year-old guys?
I don't think that's like the – I don't know if that's the recipe.
Because
maybe.
Those 25-year-old guys right probably can't play at Kentucky.
Right. You know? They're not beating out the 19-year-olds because the 19-year-olds you have are lottery picks.
Yeah.
The guys you have are really good.
Yeah.
I don't think the flaw is having the best players.
I think he needs to coach better.
I think the flaw is how you're coaching.
Yes, you need to coach better. You need to, like I said, the discipline part about it, because – you know, they're still one and done. Not too many of them are going to just leak. I'm not going to say that. But what I'm saying is, like, if you feel like I can't coach them the way – because, truthfully, you can't coach players the way that way I was coached. And you can't. I mean, that's just how it is. That's just today's athlete in any freaking sport. But at the same time, you got to figure something out. I don't know what he's talking about. Do I go and – because do you hope that because of the NIL, these guys stay longer and develop a little bit more and everything? But that's just so hard when cats are looking for the league.
Yeah.
And you even said it yourself, and you make it a point to always mention all the great players that you have put into the NBA the year after they've been with you for 1 year. Now, note, you made a great point. These kids are going to go to the league anyway. Kids don't go to the league one and done because they're coached by him.
I think Anthony Davis pretty good. Is probably going to be pretty good anyway.
Yeah, going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how much development are you getting in 6 months?
None. That's the thing about it is there isn't – it's hard to develop anyone in 6 months.
Yes.
You definitely see some of these teams that are older, that have been playing together for a number of years. They've got better chemistry, and it matters more in big moments and all that kind of stuff. But I still don't buy that you can't win with the roster that he's got because they're so talented.
Yes.
Those guys are so good. And I don't know. It wasn't that long ago that they were able to do it. So, I don't know. Maybe he'll be charged with figuring it out. That's his job, if he still has his job.
You'll have that
which
job.
He probably will. Yeah. But I don't know. There's more smoke than there's ever been.
Yes.
They've won one tournament game in 5 years.
Yes.
You can't do that at Kentucky.
Yes.
John Calipari aside, like you can't do that at that school.
Dude, it's the blue blood of blue bloods.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, the most – I think Kentucky has the most tournament appearances of anybody. You know, it is a historically rich program.
When I think college basketball historic greatness,
it's Kentucky
and UCLA.
UCLA and Kentucky,
And Kansas.
Duke.
Yeah, and North Carolina. Yeah. Those are like the five.
I got a question for you. Are there blue bloods in women's sports, in women's basketball, UConn?
I think so, Tennessee.
Tennessee, UConn. I was thinking about that this morning. Tennessee, UConn.
We had this conversation maybe almost exactly a year ago about, like, what even is a blue blood and how do you become one?
Right.
Can you become a new blue blood or are they all decided – and then that's it.
I don't know.
How do you get into there? How does your blood turn blue?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Is it more or less, is that the most important sport at your school?
I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, are they accepting new invitations? Like, can Georgia football become a blue blood program?
I don't know.
Or are they not just because it's only like Notre Dame?
I don't want to be a blue blood. I like where we are.
Whipping ass
in the red.
I want to be a red blood.
Yeah, you know, whipping ass in the red. But no, but I mean, I just need this. We were talking about this off the air. I just need Mark Stoops, just a little drink.
Come
just,
on, something.
Just a little jab.
Mark Stoops.
Just a little jab.
Well,
do have success after the regular season.
Something like that.
It might be a Citrus Bowl, but yeah.
Call it a football school.
Yeah.
Something like that. You gotta jab Coach Cal a little bit, and I know that he wants to. I thought the Gonzaga-McNeese State game was going to be good. It wasn't.
No, it
Gonzaga
was not.
Beat the absolute brakes off of them.
Yep.
Kansas beat Samford
got
in a tight
screwed.
One late. Yeah, Samford
screwed.
Got screwed. That really sucks. The kid Cousinard at Oregon playing against his former team, South Carolina, dropped 40 on
him. Dude, they beat
That's a pretty cool story.
They beat the hell out of South Carolina.
Yeah, they did.
They beat the – I mean, like,
they're,
you want to talk –
pretty good.
Their length and everything. Like, they had two bigs out there, and they were just swatting everything.
They're kind of the opposite of what Kansas is dealing with right now, where Oregon's had injuries all year, and they're kind of
healthy
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, tough day for me. Oregon wins yesterday, Gonzaga wins yesterday, and Washington State wins yesterday.
Damn, dog.
Meanwhile, the Huskies are
lost their AD.
The basketball, we wouldn't have a basketball coach right now. We fired him 2 weeks ago. Okay. We didn't have a basketball coach right now. That's what I said yesterday. Fire Kyle, bring him to UW.
Yeah.
He'd look good in purple and gold, man. Come on down. Let's hear Brian Snitker. He was on the Steakhouse yesterday talking about Spencer Strider's new curveball.
Down here, I had no idea till I got here and the conversation, and you know, Spencer's been working on a curve, and if I did, I forgot. And the first time I saw it was when he started throwing sides, and it's been really good. You know, he's not going overboard with it, and it's just another, you know, he's one of these, the great ones do. They're never satisfied. They're always looking to add arsenal. They're looking, you know, how they can get an edge. And you know, this kid will be doing that as long as he's on the field.
Less than a week away from opening day.
Adding arsenal.
Spencer Strider just adding to the arsenal. Just got to add to it. He'll be the opening day starter, as everyone knows. And I just love Snit's nonchalant attitude basically about everything. He's like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they told me he was working on a curveball. I forgot.
Yeah.
I can't keep track of all this stuff. What do you think? What do you expect of me? Yeah. And then he got down there and saw. He's like, that's pretty good.
Hey, damn.
Because that's how Snit reacts to everything.
So everything.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah, I mean, it's not a lot of news coming. I saw Kelnick. He got it going yesterday, a couple days ago.
No news is good news.
And everything like that. But, yeah, I'm all with that. No news is good news out there because, you know, this is a complete baseball team right now.
Yeah.
You got guys coming back in the bullpen.
You know who's in the news?
Matt Sick and all
the
those boys that are coming back. Yes, they're in the news right now, and
that's
it's not for a
good
thing. And I'm just telling you, it just don't sound right. Again, when you talk about taking millions of dollars like this, this is usually when you get those extortion cases and stuff like that from these companies or an advisor or somebody. They usually are robbing multiple guys. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It adds up to, say, $4.5 million. But for one guy, like, you don't have – I mean, I know he got a whole lot of bread. I get it. But you don't have an eye on – and you remember what that caller said yesterday? He was absolutely correct. They don't miss numbers.
Right.
Yeah, they don't miss numbers.
No, they –
no.
He knew, I mean.
They don't miss numbers.
Likely knew.
Yeah.
The other thing about it is you change your story from one day to the next. And now we're just pretending he was a rogue agent who somehow jacked $4.5 million. Now, baseball, obviously, they're not yet, but need to look into it.
Right.
Or they're looking into it.
Right.
They need to investigate it.
Yeah.
He was a league employee who's gambling. Like, you're not allowed to do that, obviously. It's a weird deal. I mean, obviously, all of the details of the Ohtani and his interpreter and the money and all that. But then baseball's rolling it and what they do. And obviously, leagues are in bed with
gambling.
With gambling now,
yes.
With Vegas. So, it's all just it's not good for the league.
No, it's not. For him?
It might be good for the Braves, though.
It could be, because, I mean,
maybe this ruins the Dodgers season.
Is that going to be – is this something that we may see Ohtani get suspended for?
I don't know. Possibly. I think at this point, anything is possible.
Yeah, I mean, that's my only thing. You know, it just don't – dude, you just said – now, stick with the story. Yeah, I paid off his debt.
Right.
Or just going to say it's mine.
Right.
And I didn't get – because we don't know Ohtani. Do we know anything about him? Well, he's just a hell of a baseball
player. He's really
good
at baseball.
Really great baseball player.
We
don't know what kind of – I don't want to call it demons. We don't know what kind of addictions he has.
We don't know what he's into.
He might – you know, I mean, he might like playing baccarat.
He might.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
High lie.
Yeah, he might like playing that.
Betting on high lie. Who knows?
I mean, he got the bread. He's a high-end guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't
he'll get into any room he wants.
You know what I'm saying? So, but, yeah, it just don't – this stuff ain't adding up,
That's a great point. Like, you know, he's a really good baseball player, and we've seen him on TV a lot, and, you know, whatever, clean cut, I guess, whatever that means. You don't know anything about Shohei Ohtani.
No.
Nobody knows a damn thing about that
No.
guy. Maybe he likes to gamble a little bit. Maybe gets a little loose with some parlays.
I don't know. But he got the cash.
Sure.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. Sure. You know, he ain't hurting for it.
Four and a half million lighter.
$4.5 million ain't hurt him.
Not to him.
Yeah.
But still, he's $4.5 million lighter.
Yeah.
Which I know he's not happy about.
A,
because he had to pay it, and B, because everyone found out about it.
Yeah.
That's probably the part he's most mad about. All right, we'll come back. Day two of the NCAA tournament is under an hour away. We are at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. All the TVs are on. They're everywhere getting ready to watch some basketball. If you want to come by, say hello. We'd love to see you. It's a happy hour Friday. If you're not coming by, you can send us a picture of whatever it is that you're drinking. We'll give you a shout-out at TBM929 at RandyMac81 on Twitter. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Bar's filling up. Games are about half an hour away from tipping off. Northwestern and Florida Atlantic get things started today from Brooklyn. Florida Atlantic was in the Final Four last year.
I know, man. Let me look up.
These guys were in the Final Four last year.
Unbelievable.
Outrageous.
They're not as good as they were last year, but at the same time, I'm trying to look because I got all these scribbles on my bracket joint. Let's see. Florida Atlantic.
What do you got?
I got Florida Atlantic with this one. Okay. Yep, I got Florida Atlantic taking this one.
I think I have Northwestern, and only because Northwestern's best player is named Boo Booey, and that's funny to me.
Oh, God.
That's just a funny name.
I mean, hell.
The man's name is Boo Booey. Come on.
I'm sure his name is like Bernard.
Well, they call him Boo.
Oh, they call him Boo?
Yeah. That's okay. What he goes by.
All right. I mean, I knew a Boo. Yeah. Boo Williams. Nice player.
Yeah,
he's a good player.
Yeah.
Nice player. Nice player. But,
yeah, no, his name is Daniel Richard Booey, but he goes by Boo.
Boo Booey?
Yeah, his name's Daniel Richard.
Daniel Richard
Booey.
Booey.
Goes by Boo.
But he goes by Boo. All right. That's just, you know, I'm assuming, hoping that was something his mama gave him.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look at little Boo Boo.
Yeah, or something
around.
Like that.
So
and there it is.
Now he's out there dropping 20 a game for Northwestern.
He's pretty good.
A good academic school.
Yeah, that's great.
They had never made an NCAA tournament in their whole history until like 2 or 3 years ago.
With Northwestern?
Yeah, they had.
Well, Northwestern always had those rises, man. Especially like in football, but not like they used to.
Well, they would have every once in a
every
while.
Every once in a while, they have a damn Rose Bowl.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
They go to a damn Rose Bowl and everything.
They never even made an NCAA tournament until a couple of years ago. And they finally did, and now they've been in a couple of years. And who knows? Maybe Boo Booey leads them to a first round victory today.
You never know. I mean, you're taking Boo over FAU today.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Yeah, what else we got today?
We got 15 other ones. You got Colgate and Baylor.
Early.
Oh. Colgate and Baylor right
okay.
after that.
Okay, all right.
Don't know much about Colgate. It's good toothpaste.
It is.
Baylor's really good.
All right. Yeah. Where's Colgate at?
It's a guy northeast somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's in PA.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's
in PA. UAB, San Diego State, one of the three different Alabama teams.
I know it's not in PA.
That are playing Spokane. All the Alabama teams had to go to Spokane. UAB, San Diego State. That should be a fun one. UAB is pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
And that's a 12-5 matchup.
I was looking at something this morning, but where, you know, where guys were betting and everything, and like a lot of guys took all the underdogs yesterday and end up, I think whatever he was betting, but he said he made out like plus $2,700.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, that's pretty good right there. Just take all the straight you know, underdogs and everything. I'm not assuming that's going to happen today, but we do know it's always this weekend right here. It's always this day, this Thursday, Friday,
yeah.
some flam, whatever you want to call it, is going to happen today. And, I mean, you might be right, Northwestern, FAU. I don't know nothing about Baylor other than RG3 went there. And they don't know a lot about Baylor.
Nah, they're good. I mean, they've been good for a handful of years. They run. They play defense really, really hard. They press. That'll be a fun. They're hard to beat. We got one dose of madness yesterday, obviously, with Oakland winning.
Was Duquesne beating BYU yesterday? Okay, that wasn't expected. What a great rally by damn Dayton, 17-0 run.
That was madness.
That was a great
because
game.
They were down 17 points at the under 8-minute timeout yesterday.
Yes.
Dayton was. And they came back and won that game. Which is incredible. Washington State had a nice comeback as well, too, late in the second half of that game to beat Drake. There was obviously the biggest thing that happened yesterday was Oakland.
Yeah.
They'll probably be another one like that today. I mean, honestly, because that was one we talked about yesterday.
Like, right.
Everyone was looking at Kentucky side-eyed because of the way they played, and Kansas, and they damn near lost, too. So we talked about both of those yesterday. I think Charleston gives Alabama a run today.
Okay.
Similar reason to why I thought Kentucky was vulnerable, because they just don't play defense. Like, both those teams love to shoot. They're going to run. Charleston's going to shoot 53s. If they have a guy on their team that goes off like Oakland did yesterday, they could very well beat them. Again, Alabama's just been so hot and cold this year, and they don't defend anybody. So that one could, I don't know. Yale can't beat Auburn, can they?
No.
Heard the Ivy League was pretty solid this year, but
no.
I don't think they could beat Auburn,
no.
Can they? Unless Auburn looks past that game.
Yeah, I was looking at one of my joints, like New Mexico State, New Mexico versus Clemson. That's 11-6 matchup.
Yeah, New Mexico's good.
You're not to Clemson.
New Mexico's got all the former NBA players' kids on their team.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
They got Jamal Mashburn on that team.
Jamal Mashburn and
in-house.
Right.
And they're pretty good. Like, they had some injuries, so I think that's a big part of why they're an 11 seed, maybe not a little bit higher than that. But yeah, that should be a good one. I don't know. 11-6 is almost close enough to me where I don't think of it that much as an upset.
Okay.
Like 12-5 and above.
Okay.
Is kind of where I really.
12-5, 13-4.
Yeah, 13-4. Yeah. 14-3 is obviously a big one. We've seen 15-2. We've seen 16-1 now a couple
Twice.
Times.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Stetson can get UConn.
No.
No?
Nah,
probably not.
No, I think that's going to be a manhandling.
We drove through Stetson's campus a couple of years ago when we were in Florida.
Uh-huh.
DeLand, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would you go to Stetson?
Not now. I mean, I'm damn near 40. I'm not going to go.
I'm just talking about if you had a chance.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, sure.
I mean, you're talking about it.
18 years old. If I would have been a basketball player.
Yeah, I mean, I always said this. If they would have had a football team, I would have went to Pepperdine. Because, I mean,
yeah.
just the location itself.
Yeah.
It's right across the street from the damn ocean.
Yeah. I could see myself going to college in Malibu.
Yeah, right across the street from the ocean.
That's a little different than DeLand, Florida.
Yeah, just a tad bit. just a tad bit. Just a tad bit. But, I mean, there's still plenty of because I don't know how many brackets are left that are.
Hey, Bijan Robinson has a perfect bracket.
Oh, really?
After day one, yeah. Less than, I think, like 0.03% of all brackets are perfect after day one.
Really?
Because Oakland blew it for everybody.
And Bijan got it.
Bijan's got one of the perfect brackets.
Good for him.
Yeah?
Good for Bijan. Mm-hmm.
Knows how to pick them.
Hey, dog. Hey, I mean, like I said, all the ones that we talked about that the higher seeds won, you weren't surprised by it. And still, we weren't even surprised by this Oakland Kentucky thing. I know I was not surprised. Now, I thought Kentucky was going to win, no doubt about it.
No, I had
but
Kentucky
I'm not surprised.
In the Elite
I'm not,
Eight.
I'm not
so
surprised
I,
they lost.
I can't sit here and, like, beat my chest and tell you that I predicted it because I didn't. But we talked about how Kentucky is vulnerable and why.
Yeah.
And that's why the fallout from that game is what it is because everybody looked at them and said, all right, they're really, really talented. They've got probably the best compilation of recruits in the country. They've got two guys that might go in the top five in the NBA draft, but they don't play hard.
Which ones?
Okay, why don't they play hard? Now, Reed Shepard being one of them did not play good yesterday.
Yes.
One of his worst games he's had. And then Rob Dillingham, I don't know. He'll go top 10 probably. He might not go top five, but who knows? I mean, you know, it just takes one team to really like him.
Yeah.
But they'll have two guys go in the top 10.
Two lottery picks.
There's not very many schools in the country that have two guys going in the top 10.
But the guy from Oakland said, the guy who hit all the three-pointers, he said, yeah, I know I'm not going to play the NBA. Exactly what he said. He said, I know that I'm not going to play the NBA, but that doesn't mean that I don't think I'm as good as these guys. Well,
interesting. That's an interesting two sentences back to back.
When you're hot like that, damn right.
Right. Of course, you like you have a night.
I can play in this level. I can I can play in the SEC.
But if you think you're as good as those guys.
We're not saying I'm as good as those guys. I play as hard as those guys or something like that. Whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is this.
He's not going to play in the NBA.
He's not going to play in the NBA. He's probably going to be a GA next year on Oakland unless he gets a big-time corporate job or something.
Yeah, he looks like an accountant.
No, he doesn't. Accountants don't shoot like that.
I know some accountants that have some range.
Who?
I mean, like, I don't know their names, but, you know, you got, like, open.
He seems like.
You got open gyms at, like, the Deloitte campus. Those guys
to me,
go
he seems like a consultant.
Okay.
Yeah, a consultant. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what he is going to do
what?
That those Kentucky guys aren't going to do. Play in the second round of the NCAA tournament because those guys are going home and they're taking on NC State. And I wouldn't be surprised if they beat NC State.
I would not.
Like, in terms of, like, a fortunate bracket for you after the upset that they made, like, NC State's a nice team, obviously. They won their game yesterday. They won the ACC tournament. But to me, it feels like some of that, like, because that's a Cinderella run for them to win the ACC tournament.
Correct.
Some of that magic's going to wear off.
I mean, dude, they've been playing so good, Andy. And that's one of the things about the tournament. If you got a hot team coming in,
sure.
NC State's a hot team coming in. And they're in the fact where, like, again, coach didn't know what was going to happen. They win the damn tournament. His contract kicks in. They give him 2-year extension. I mean, it's just a great story now. They're playing against a team where if I'm them, like, Jack ain't touching the ball. Jack is not touching the basketball.
The thing about Jack, though, it seems like he'll shoot from half
court. I don't care.
You got a 94-foot
discard
that
yes.
game. Which is a hilarious thing to say
yes.
about a guy named Jack Golke.
Jack.
Who's 24
yes.
and looks like an accountant
or a
consultant
yes.
or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
And I never heard of until last night.
Dude.
You got to guard him 94 feet.
We're like, I'm sitting there looking.
You can't let Jack see a sliver of daylight.
I'm like, don't let him shoot.
That guy's got Billy Donovan's hairline.
Yes.
And is going to be a professional something or
other
in 2 weeks.
He got punter shoulders.
He's got what
puncher.
He got puncher shoulders.
Yeah, he got puncher shoulders. You know what I mean? Like, this dude was just going ham.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he shot it 20 times, and they know he's going to shoot it 20 times because he's only hit 8 2-point shots all season, and he has the green light off the bench. You said it earlier. There in NBA basketball, WNBA, men's tourney, women's tourney, nobody's ever.
In the history of basketball,
in history,
no one's ever come off the bench and attempted
23s.
Until last night.
And they were draws. Ten of the 20 were draws.
How many of those 20 shots were good shots?
Yeah, 10 of them went in.
Just because it goes in doesn't make it a good shot.
I'll say 8.
Yeah, right. Like less than half.
Yeah. Because he was shooting like – you remember that glitch on double dribble?
Yeah.
When you were like you going towards the baseline
exactly.
And you falling out of bounds?
That's what all his shots are. Maybe he's a glitch.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a glitch.
Double dribble.
He's a glitch in the matrix. That's the only way to explain it. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We will get Deshaun Tate in here to talk some college basketball with him in about half an hour.
You got his music, Bo. You know how sensitive he is.
Well, and this year we actually get to talk to him after Michigan State wins.
Oh, yeah.
Remember last year they had a tough loss on the first day.
Yeah, that's right.
Mood.
That's right.
So we'll have a happy Deshaun Tate at 12:20. Coming up next, though, we'll talk some NFL. NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Don't go anywhere. It's a happy hour Friday. We're broadcasting live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. We'd love to see you. If you want to come by, we'll be here till 2. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.